Dr. Canham, the two ways one could approach a patient like this is leave her with rate control or try to keep her in sinus rhythm with antiarrhythmic drugs. What would be your approach to her long-term treatment?
Every atrial fibrillation patient needs to be treated individually, but I think the weight of evidence would suggest that this patient probably is best served by Coumadin and rate control alone. And there are a number of reasons for this. First of all, she is the atrial fibrillation patient who sounds truly asymptomatic. In my experience, most atrial fibrillation patients have symptoms, but there are a subset, usually older and relatively inactive, who don't have symptoms at all in atrial fibrillation, and she's one of them. She also has a number of reasons why she would be difficult to hold in sinus rhythm. She's had atrial fibrillation for a good long time, 2.5 years. She has a mitral regurg murmur. She has left ventricular hypertrophy. And I think the chances of maintaining sinus rhythm are small. And finally, given her bradycardia and her prolonged PR interval, making her having the Tachy-Brady syndrome, the chances of needing a permanent pacemaker are relatively high, and you would be trading a small chance for maintenance of sinus rhythm and the necessity for a pacemaker. So I think in sum, she's likely best served by a simple rate control anticoagulation alone.